What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's got a little Jerry Jones to him.
Steiny! I'm out here! And I'm laying it on the line, Steiny. I'm laying it on the line. And then I can't get a win because this kicker can't do his job.
I'm going to do my Steiny. Yeah. All right, Goop. Hey, what do you guys think about Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't know. I put the rat on the table, Steiny. I put it right there. I don't know what he's going to do, okay?
It's the hand.
I don't know.
Anybody that's familiar, Drew Downs, what do you give me for my guru?
Oh my God!
Out of 10, I think that's a 7. You know, if I am tooting my own horn a little bit, pause. I think that's a 7.
A 6.5. It's below a 7. It's a little too much Jerry Jones for me. Drew Down wants to know real quick, and then we'll stop talking about Stein and Guru. I also somebody mentioned this. I did nail the Joe Shasky impression earlier.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I did. When I sat down,
No, I thought you did another. Yeah, that's it.
Drew Down, have you ever heard of asking you, Kenny? Drew Down brought this up. The Warriors before game 4 of the 2022 finals.
I have heard the guru speech.
Oh, my God. My man had to take a day off because because he was screaming so loud that he messed up his voice. My dog had to take a day off.
That's my boy,
yeah,
right,
dude,
there, man.
Committed to the bit.
It was amazing.
It was gold. It was.
It's an all-timer. That's why.
Salute to those guys.
Shout out Guru. Shout out Steiny.
I met those guys more than I missed some of my dead relatives.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Guru, who has not appeared on this show 2 times after saying he would.
I'm texting him right now.
That's my boy for real, though, man. Me and Guru, we didn't champagne and campaign a couple times. That's my dog. Real quick, because this is a short one, short segment, right? Yeah. So I do want to say this to Kyle Madsen, because I think he would understand. Also, 2:15, we got my man Jay Gaten. He's pulling up on us. He broke a little bit of news, big time news, over the weekend, talking about Sac State and Cal Expo possibly linking up.
We're going to argue about this.
Football stadium?
We're going to argue about this.
Okay. I like that. You know I like that. Yeah. Let's go. I think it's a great pivot. It's not my number one choice to have them at Cal Expo, but I think it's a great pivot. Now, we'll get into all that. But I went to Arizona this past weekend. Literally, it was an Ironman match. This is what me and the homies, we call it Iron Man match. When you're not somewhere for a long time, hey, just sleep when you get home. That's what it is. And I was literally in Arizona. I landed at 3 o'clock.
This weekend?
This past Saturday. Oof. I actually dodged a bullet.
Oh?
Because it was only 101, 102.
Oh, it's balmy.
Yeah. They said earlier in the week they were talking about 118.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, dog. 118 degrees.
That is ridiculous.
They're setting MLB wins records out there.
That is ridiculous. So I actually dodged a bullet. But I was there. Flight landed at 3. I left Sunday at 10:30 a.m. That's how quick that was. That was crazy. But this may sound simple, but it really stood out to me. Driving through a guy, maybe it was a back way. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but he was taking me from the Phoenix airport to Scottsdale. That's where we're at. Shout out to Scottsdale. Shout out Scottsdale. But I sure. was like,
going on in Scottsdale?
Everything. Scottsdale, crazy. It be popping though. Like
Scottsdale has I'm not going to say best, top 4 taco spot I've ever eaten at.
Really?
It's a literal hole in the wall. During the day, it's a garage door style onto a counter that's just out there. And then at whatever time, they open that up and you walk up and they have chicken and steak.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it simple.
And they give you your tortillas with the protein in it.
Yeah.
And then there's a salsa bar next to it.
So you said they just show up whenever they want to?
No, they show up at some point during the night, but they're not open at 11 a.m.
Okay.
It's incredible.
They show up at some point during the night. It's crazy.
I'm
going to talk about today's show.
If I'm bopping around Scottsdale late night, I'm not paying attention to what time the businesses is open, you know?
Just pop it out like some monsters or something.
What time you guys open?
I don't know.
I run some errands we'll later.
I don't know. You going to be here tomorrow? Maybe. I don't know. That's crazy. That's what makes them even more appealing. Like, look, if you were doing a marketing thing,
facts.
Yo, they're open right now. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
As opposed to they're always open. I can get back here tomorrow.
If you're a business with weird hours, I'm not going. Mm. There's a place, I'm not going to name it, in Brentwood. But Far East Bay, if you're not familiar. And there's this spot that the first time I ever went there, I went to go get dinner. It was like 6 p.m. and they were closed. And I'm out on that spot forever now. Apparently, their hours are different. They've changed their hours now. They're much more normal, like 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. type of spot. I'm out.
They were like closed at 6? Or like we were open at
7? No, they were closed at 6.
How many years ago was this?
Too many to still hold that grudge.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, might be just new ownership and everything. New head chef,
like, hey, we're about to go get dinner at this spot. I'm like, nah.
Kyle was like, yeah, it was 6, and mom told me we were going here. They were closed.
That's literally what it is.
So my observation, one of my early observations when I was there, it's like, yo, this is really the desert. Like, this is for real looking like Hey Dude. Y'all ever watch Hey Dude? Y'all a little young.
No.
But this looked like Hey Dude. This is really the desert. There's cactuses everywhere, cacti, whatever you want to say them. I'm not surprised if a snake wasn't rolling. It was really the desert. Even more of the desert.
Scorpions,
than,
dog.
Cool, bro. Even more of the desert than Las Vegas. Like, it's Las Vegas is a desert too, but once you get in there, like, you go into neighborhoods and like there's no grass, so it starts to feel like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm in a desert. But you get in, you're on the strip and it's like, yo, I'm in a city. Scottsdale's still a city. Phoenix is still a city. I didn't even go into Phoenix, but I was driving around, I was like, this looks like the desert.
Yeah, it looks like it's looks bright. Like, have you watched Cars?
Yes.
It looks exactly like that.
Yes. I had a good time, though.
Have you ever driven to Arizona?
No, and I never will.
Well, okay. Just before, if you ever do get a chance to do that, pass. When I moved down there, I drove from Sacramento to Arizona. I loaded up my Honda Civic. And I don't know if we're... I loaded up a car that I was driving.
Okay.
And with stuff, I drove down there. Drove all the way from Sacramento to Arizona. You haven't seen desert? Until you get to the area between like Coachella and Phoenix.
Oh.
It's just nothing. It's not there. There'll be like a gas station where you're like, I'm going to die if I go to that gas station. Like, don't go to that gas
station. I've had that similar experience.
Shout out to Blythe, California.
Oh my gosh. Is that a real place?
Yeah. I had my battery die. There was a Popeyes in Blythe. There's a Popeyes. down there. And whenever I would do that drive, because I'm not going to explain my life. I drove from Arizona to SoCal a lot. And whenever I'd drive back down to Arizona, I'd stop in Blythe because there's a Popeyes. And I came out of the Popeyes one day,
yeah,
and my car battery was dead. So I had to call the local Blythe auto shop and rotisserie place or whatever it is. And I call them and I'm like, hey, I got a dead battery. And the guy's like, bet, I'll be out there. He drives up in this like blue beat up ass truck,
yeah,
that just said like auto repair spray painted on the side. And he's a
car fixer.
He's like, I can jump your vehicle or we can drive back, get a battery, and I can come out and change the battery here. I'm like, no, you're going to jump this vehicle because I am not getting in that truck.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to lead
no
me.
No chance.
Fix so you come back here with me.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm the auto repair guy. Look, it says it on my truck. Get in. Absolutely not. What do you think this is?
Yeah, that's how Blythe. No, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I drove. It's probably a little similar. I drove a couple of times, actually, from L.A. to Vegas. And there's
not a lot
happening. Same type of, you get to a certain point, and it's like, you're too far to go back.
Yep.
You're not that close to Las Vegas. Yep. And if anything happens, I'm in trouble.
Yep. And then up on the mountain, there's a thing that says, like, diner. Right. Like, nope.
I'm in trouble. And
that's where the hill people live.
In the middle of summer. That's crazy. And, like, I try to leave early so, like, it wouldn't be too hot. But it ended up being, like, noon or something like that. And, yeah, that was risky, to say the least.
Yeah.
That was risky. But Arizona, a lot of cacti. Is that how I should say it?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of cacti, a lot of desert.
Sure.
Very nice, though. I had a great time in Scottsdale.
I loved Arizona. I will just never, I moved not because of the area. I more moved because of the career I wanted to chase. I wanted to chase this. I was not doing this in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But I could never, ever live there again. I loved it. I met some great people. My buddy, Randy, who came up for him and his wife, who came up for my birthday, met them down there, loved them to death. So many of my friends down there, TJ and Clark and Sharp, they're not listening. I'm shouting them out like they're listening. So many friends down there. But like the thought of going back there, when you turn your AC to like 80 and it runs all day. Jeez. And it never cools down. Like you don't open your windows for 5 months out of the year. It's just like, man,
what's the point of living there?
The gas is cheap.
I'll just pay the $5 here, bro. It's good. I got it.
That's it. It's like cost of living. I don't even know if cost of living is that much cheaper now.
No. At one point, I guess it was.
We used to be able to get a mansion there for like 400K.
Yeah, I live in Arizona. My AC only gets to about 85 degrees in the house.
Seriously, man, it was a lot. But I really enjoyed my time there. But yeah, I'll go visit. I'd love to go visit, especially in December.
Shout out. We're going to hit up AZ soon, man. We're going to hit up AZ. Kyle Mattson. He's rocking with me today on D'Lo and KC. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about these 49ers and their week two preseason game against the Raiders. Some things to take away. I think you got some observations. I got some as well.
Yep.
Also, we'll get into Jonathan Kuminga's latest report. I don't know if this classifies as
Kuminga Watch.
Oh, it does.
Okay. Well, we'll cash in. We'll make sure we get the Kuminga Watch going on for August 18th. We'll talk about that. Jay Gaten, he's coming up at 2:15. James Hamm at 3:00. We're gonna have a good old time on this Monday afternoon here on the ESPN 1320. Is D'Lo and KC.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We will finish this thought because we have a four-hour radio show and we're only 1 hour in. So
We've got time.
So
I'm supposed to only have 43 minutes left. And my shift is over.
What do they call that thing where you work extra time?
Oh, what is it? Extra innings?
I don't know.
Doesn't exist.
Extra innings?
Doesn't exist around here.
Sudden death?
That's not it.
Extra time?
Added time?
Oh, added time?
Soccer.
Under time? Or
under time?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll never get it.
Yeah. It don't happen around here.
No, it's underpaid. That's definitely the term.
So yeah, we've got time to talk.
More than time. Yeah.
Put it on the base. Thank you, Zesty Unk.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
This is great.
Run your timesheet.
We had no idea, Zesty.
Oh, I heard run your game. That was a big old controversy. Did you settle that on Friday?
So we didn't. Oh. We didn't. I was waiting for you to get here as the Board of Governors. I was waiting for you. So we'll talk about that.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that
because there was some controversy.
I was talking with James Hamm on the Insiders on Friday. And like, oh, Jess, what's going on? What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on?
What? Did I say something?
I have to give James's point.
I have the dry eraser.
Oh, no, it's right there. Yeah, that.
All right, there we go.
Serious.
James got his point from earlier. That was good. You know, I saw the time, too. The only reason was I didn't have the read in front of me. And, you know, they want to dock me for not getting it right.
I'm going to tell you guys something.
That's not how this should be.
Now, you can read it. You can read it.
If I initiate it, regardless if I get it right or not,
Here's also, I think, a new rule. James cut me off, which, great. Mm-hmm. That's good work. Stepped in front, knocked past now. That's good work.
A PBU.
But you can't cut me off and go, well, yeah, that, and then reading the thing, because, okay, that's cool. Do the read. But now I need you to have an and that.
Yeah, he's
like I said, the injuries, and if he wants to go, yeah, and that, do the read. But no, and seriously, the coaching change.
Do the read and then just stop. That don't count.
Yeah, I agree.
This thoughts. Also, by the way, James telegraphs the hell out of his read. Like, you guys could be picking him off anytime. If you do it right, he'll lead this league in interceptions.
All right, hey, new move moving forward is we're all not going to do it. And then once James goes, well, just jump in and do it.
And you know, but wait.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else you're doing?
I'm Jalen Ramsey in this situation.
Hey, he's staring down the receiver the whole time.
Literally, dude.
Kenny's playing off coverage.
If you play the defense right, he's Nathan Peterman, 5 picks a game.
I'm weak. I'm tapped in. I'm going for that pick.
Well, and
I'm going for that pick. That's the
hey, James does this too. Yeah, he does this too. Watch my face. This is gonna be good for radio. Watch my face.
He stares down his receiver.
Stares down his receiver.
Dude has no second read.
Oh, man. What was this? Oh, no. I am a mark for reality shows, I think. I am the guy that they're like, if, well, I shouldn't say that. But usually if somebody has like a bad perception publicly, they could say, oh, yeah, we can get Kenny. Just put him in a reality setting and have him really talk. And then Kenny would be like, ah, maybe he's not the worst guy. Maybe that'll be the case. And that's what happened. I was talking about the SEC doc. And that's what happened a little bit, not a lot, with Brian Kelly. Because the whole first episode was LSU. And I was like, ah, we talk crazy about Brian Kelly. He just wants to help the kids. He just wants to coach the kids. That's all he's trying to do. He loves these guys.
You're just gullible.
Wait, are you saying you're buying it? Guys.
Buying
he loves them until the next school gives him more money.
Didn't he get a kid killed?
When?
At Notre Dame?
The Notre Dame thing? The videotape thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy was filming practice.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, and it was hella windy, and he made him go up there on the...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. He's bad for that.
Yeah.
He's bad for that.
Brian Kelly sucks. I'm out. The fake Louisiana accent.
He didn't
I'm
have
just
it.
Here to win football games. Like, what's
I'm
this?
I'm here get with out. My family.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have it during the show, though.
Of course he didn't, because he's a loser.
Well, no, because if he was the loser, he'd have it during the show.
No.
He'd always
he
have
did
it
for that introductory
on.
Presser, and he tried it out. He's like, I'm going to workshop this accent the first time I talk to, I'm going to speak their language, these Louisianans' language.
See, the reality shows they got, KC.
He got dragged for it
as
and was like,
should.
All right, I'm out. I'm scrapping it.
As he should have.
Yeah, but he tried it.
Well, look, I'm not a Brian Kelly fan.
You're a Brian Kelly supporter.
Yeah, no. He pretty much said as much. Like,
no,
yes,
I'm
you
not
said
Brian,
I,
well,
you
no,
said it.
Yeah. I'm not a Brian Kelly fan. I do like LSU. That's
a good program. Should have never fired Coach
squad.
O.
That's my squad. Coach O was crazy.
That's your squad?
Not my squad. I'm an LSU supporter. I am an LSU supporter.
Oh, this is ridiculous at this point. No, I'm saying no, dude. No. How can I look the chatty ass in the eye and try to govern their fandom?
I am.
And meanwhile, you're supporting everyone right now.
I support LSU. That's
no,
crazy.
What? When have you ever supported LSU?
I got over there. What are we talking about?
You're supporting your family.
I want to see LSU be successful unless they're playing Michigan.
We might need to throw
Actually,
you off the board of directors.
To be fair, I will be fair with this one. With college sports, there's a long list.
No, there's not.
No, for me, I'm keeping it real.
Casey, your friend. I need to talk to this guy.
Yeah, no,
I am your friend. All right, I'm gonna tell you enough is enough. All right,
no,
I'm not gonna support you through this nonsense. Okay, enough. You can have Michigan and you can have Colorado or you can pick someone else, but that's it.
Colorado is very conditional. It's very conditional. If Coach Prime leaves, I'm not rocking with him. I'm a Coach Prime fan. Coach Prime fan.
I don't know, again, how.
So that one is very conditional.
No, we got it.
LSU,
no.
I got family. There's that. South Carolina, I got family. There's
South
that.
South Carolina now?
Yeah, come on.
What in the
here's
world?
Here's the other thing. This is why.
You got a cousin in South Dakota? You're a Bison fan?
And you know.
That's North Dakota.
No,
North Dakota,
not.
Same thing. You know
I'm
why
not.
I don't know that? Because I'm not
I'm
a supporter.
Not. It's Stingers Up all day. It's Stingers Up.
Oh, there's another
up.
FCS,
it's
baby.
Stingers Up all day. All right, so
that's his FCS team, though.
Oh, there we go.
Well,
very
be,
different.
When they get to FBS, it's still going to be Stingers Up. That's going to be my squad, too. All right, but here's the deal. This is why
Sac State and Michigan play for a natty.
Yeah, who are you
Sac
rooting
State,
for?
Sac State. Stingers Up. Stop playing.
So you're going to turn into a Michigan supporter. This is I'm
Yeah, it just
up.
Makes me
this
question the Michigan fandom then.
Oh, no, Sac State, man. You know, those are my people over there. That's close to home. That hits the Hell heart. Yeah. That hits the heart.
Hell yeah.
But here's the deal. This is why
it's
there
crazy.
Should be no.
They're calling you KC Redacted in the chatty house, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I understand. I understand. Okay. I understand. I get it. But here's why nobody should even look me any type of way when I say this type of stuff. Nobody should. Because am I sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I'm a University of Texas supporter. Oh, yeah, I would never say this. Oh, yeah, I'm an Ohio State supporter.
Got that.
oh, yeah, I'm a Notre Dame supporter. I'm not, oh, I'm a Thunder supporter. I'm not going to these winning programs.
LSU is LSU. Blue blood, no?
LSU's
blue blood, but they LSU,
LSU just came off of the Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow years or whatever. How long ago? The greatest team of all time.
LSU just came off of the, what's the running back's name? Leonard Fournette.
Joseph Addai.
Leonard Fournette.
Well, Leonard Fournette was the moment.
They ain't done nothing. The LSU, led by Nick Saban, they just won a national. Joe Burrow was like 7 years ago at this point.
Nah, that's not true.
No, it was like 2021, 2020.
Yeah.
Not even a full 5 yet.
Justin Jefferson was rather recently. Even that's like 4 or 5 years. But once again.
Oh, yeah. Justin Jefferson was a 2020 draft.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And Burrow was before him, wasn't he?
After, I believe.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yeah.
Same year, 2020? Was Burrow the number one pick in 2020?
Burrow, I think, was before.
Maybe the 2019, then.
Was he 2019?
Yeah.
2019, yeah.
It's back to be 2026. Oh, yeah,
Jefferson didn't play in 20.
No, but they still got like that.
Jamar Chase? I don't know.
It's still a list
here. Jamar Chase. That's who he won the championship with.
Hmm. A lot of good players, huh?
Yeah. Mm. But look, the whole point
is. Yeah, they won the Natty in 2019.
The whole point is, I'm not. Take like LSU has been LSU for a long time. That's where the family from.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the NO. Shout out Baton Rouge. You know what I mean? That's where the family from. So that's where I got that. The South Carolina? You guys are really going to get at me because I say I support South Carolina?
It's not that you support South Carolina.
That's family. I'm not taking these teams that are they're a family.
It isn't that you support South Carolina. It's that you also support.
Well,
you got family. Hold on, you got family in these college cities?
Columbia, that's where the family from. The Tolliver Harrington. We have a street that is literally behind the football stadium. That was okay. This has just been a dark day.
Okay, no, this has
been
fine.
A dark
no,
day. But the street was built from freed slaves. Tolliver Street was built from freed slaves. We built that street up.
I'm not gonna argue. This is where I shut my mouth.
So Columbia, that's where the bloodline from.
You're gonna have that one.
Columbia, that's where the blood. Now I don't have family in Baton Rouge. My family's in New Orleans.
So you're like a University of Lafayette fan or something.
Yeah, the Raging Cajuns.
Technically, it would be like Tulane,
Louisiana Tech.
It would be Tulane, hey, or it'd be Xavier. Or something
I would
like
pick
that.
if I was you and I was just gonna go to any state that I had family in and pick a college there. Mm. I would pick Tulane in that instance. They have the best merch because really that's all you're doing, right? Like you're not invested. Yeah. You're not invested in like LSU that heavy. Like you'll, if they're in the Natty against Florida,
like they beat their ass that time. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. If you're going to root against them. Right. I get that. But really it's about merch. It's about just like rocking that thing. So you'd be like, oh, I got family there. Tulane's the move.
That's the move. Now
Tulane's got good gear.
I don't rock any merch. I did rock a Knicks hat. And I do like some of the Knicks old gear. So I have rocked their merch, but I'll be rocking LSU gear.
I love how this has turned into just a full on fan intervention for Kenny.
I'll rock South Carolina gear. You know who else I kinda like too? Who I'm a supporter of? Now, I've told you, but look, I told you guys, college sports.
I kind of agree with that, but that's in the way that I am a college football fan. I wouldn't say I have a team. Mm. I wouldn't say I have a favorite team. My grandfather, talk about Arkansas, he lived in Iowa. So I got out of this Hawkeyes merch and stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm vaguely. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of any team.
Mm-hmm.
There's no team that loses on Saturdays where I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, meh. So I'm just, I just have. It, but you are a Michigan fan.
I am a Michigan fan. There's no supporter there. So I am a Michigan fan. Make no distinction.
Right. And so if you have a fandom like that, to me there can't.
Yeah, how can you support so many teams?
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you how. There's like 350 teams. There's going to be other teams that I like.
348.
There's going to be other programs that I'm like, oh, I kind of like
121
them.
FBS programs? 120?
Sounds about right.
I'm gonna believe you, Kyle.
Okay.
Sounds about right. I think NCAA Division I Olympic sports has like 300.
Hey, what's worse? Because you have this version. I'm the opposite with college.
136 FBS programs,
bro. 136. I hate a lot. Like, if there's just a storyline I don't like, if there's just a team that's been too good for too long, like Alabama, to hell with Alabama. I'm out. Brian Kelly's team, I'm out. Dabo Swinney, I'm out. Like, this is what you do. I just do it the opposite way, gotcha. Which might be worse.
So, but see, here's the thing. With you, I think that's also conditional because when Brian Kelly is at Notre Dame, you don't want Notre Dame to win. Once Brian Kelly's gone, you're not really tripping off Notre Dame. Does that sound about right?
The homie Tony Simeone, friend of the Insiders, is their broadcaster.
Okay.
So I feel when I was younger, I felt like I had to pick a college team, and I picked Notre Dame. I didn't realize they were the Yankees of college football.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's your problem?
I didn't. I was like 12. So, but that has fallen off. Like, I didn't commit to that fandom in that way because it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But now my buddy Tony's there. So I have a bias toward them, but I was bummed for my guy when they lost last year, in the playoff.
Well, that's a bad example by me.
But I wasn't like,
that's a bad example by me. If old boy leaves Clemson, Dabo leaves Clemson, you're not going to root for Clemson to lose. You just root for them to lose because Dabo's there.
Yeah.
Much like Colorado, when Coach Prime leaves, if he leaves, I'm not really going to be tripping off Colorado no more. But as long as he's there, I'm a Colorado supporter.
Jesse, I'm going to lean to you for this.
Oh, nice.
Would it be better if you said that you're just rooting for Coach Prime?
That's fair.
Because I think that's ostensibly what you're doing.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah, sure.
So instead of saying I hate Clemson, I should say I just don't like Dabo.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Look at how Dabo Swinney or
something. That other team.
Put this in the fan rule book.
That other team that I more times than not support. This is a little different too. I wouldn't even say.
I'll tell you if it's different.
I like support them like that. That's not necessarily how I feel. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing them be successful. It's all good. If they go up against the majority of teams, I want them to see.
Brother, you're
win.
Spending like 2 minutes to 2 minutes to explain it to me already. Like,
yes, it's tough.
You care about this team?
It's USC, USC football.
Man, hey, I'm not gonna fight. I love Reggie Bush.
That's what I'm saying. Man. USC, right. It's some USC kind of cool.
Shout out to USC, the ESPN USC's commercial. Reggae cool. Bush.
USC is kind of cool.
USC's really
you're
cool.
You're a 49er fan.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you support in the NFL?
With anything.
And you don't despise everything that has to do with Pete Carroll.
You know what?
Buddy, the Pete Carroll and Seahawks hatred goes back. I can't stand the Patriots because Pete Carroll was a coach there.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Pete Carroll did all of this pre-Seahawks. But anything he's associated with in the past.
The what's your deal guy that always compete. And so when Jim Harbaugh competes and whoops his ass with Stanford and he goes, what's your deal? He's competing, Pete. Ugh.
That cow doesn't like Pete Carroll, I guess.
You know what is
crazy? It is kind of wild that he's still coaching and is still a good coach.
I've felt the same way.
Yeah, he's amazing.
For a long time about Pete Carroll. I like Pete Carroll.
I can't stand him.
I do like that guy.
I feel like he's one of those people that if he were to sit in here for 20 minutes, I'd walk away being like, God, what a guy.
Oh, he would recruit the hell out of you.
That's what, man, I love Pete Carroll.
No, he would walk in here, he'd shake Kyle's hand and just be super friendly, and Kyle would just be like, wow, I feel like such a jerk for talking about Pete Carroll.
I already know I would do that. Yeah, I already know I would do that. We're doing a little bit of a
Kyle would be like, you know what, Pete, I'm so sorry. Like, I was talking bad about you. Just, I don't know why. You're great.
That's my experience with Joe Buck. Everybody hates Joe Buck.
Okay. I like Joe Buck.
I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people hate Joe Buck. When I worked as a runner for Fox here and there, which is just literally like you were low man on the totem pole. You show up for a 1 o'clock first pitch. You show up at 7 a.m. And you go, I'm here. And they go, great. Do this. It could be go down the street and grab waters. It could be this person wants a cupcake. Like it just like what you were the low man on the totem pole. Joe Buck and Tim McCarver and Joe Buck, stats guy, pull up. Every talent I've ever worked with knows that I'm low man and just if I come to get bags, they hand me the bags and they go about their business. Like, just don't. They might like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, but Joe Buck set his bags down, shook my hand, and is like, hey, I'm Joe. He's like, hey, I'm Kyle. He's like, Kyle, nice to meet you. And I go, I'll grab your bags. And he goes, I've got two hands. I can carry my bags. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Like, nicest dude. Mm-hmm. Hilarious in the booth between innings and stuff. Shout out to Joe Buck. He won me over.
That's what's up.
Pete Carroll would do the same thing. Pete Carroll would do the exact same thing.
No, Kyle, let me carry your bags.
Dude, that's how, I feel like that's how Pete would
do. Do you know who I kind of had that experience with? Just a little bit. I wouldn't say I had any type of venom towards the guy at all before interacting with him. I would absolutely say I had no venom towards him before that. Like, I didn't. Mm-hmm. But he was a Warriors fan. And during that playoff series, there was a tweet I made that was going, I forgot what I was, I think it was the one talking about Warrior fans don't like basketball, they like the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And that went around the Warrior fan Twitter or whatever, and that got a lot of traction.
Good work.
And and one of the guys that responded was P-Lo. And P-Lo, rapper, Bay Area rapper, he responded saying something that I was being a jerk. So not a jerk, I was just being a smart ass. And he said something, I was like, see, look, he confirmed it. Warrior fans don't like basketball at all. He said something like, yeah, it's hard to watch any of these other poverty teams when you've been watching.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I was like, see, he told you. They don't watch basketball. They just watch the Warriors. And we had a little back and forth. It was nothing crazy.
Yeah.
He came in here to do an interview for KSFM.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the nicest guy. He is
great dude.
So nice. Yep. And I was like, yeah, P-Lo. Yeah, we was talking crazy about the during the Warriors King series or whatever. He's like, oh man, you know, it's nothing. I got love for Sac, man. I got love, you know, but I'm riding with the Warriors, but I got love for the city of Sac. It's all love, man. We good. Just hella nice. And ever since, we've interviewed him like three times since then.
Mm-hmm.
Just hella nice.
Now he's P-Hi.
I was like, I can't even.
That's a bad joke. That was a bad joke.
But he's hella cool.
Fencing back for me.
He's hella cool. And like I said, I didn't have any type of feelings for him one way or another. But
sure,
he was talking. We was talking during the whole playoff series, and he came in. He was hella nice. Pilo's hella cool. That's my dog.
John Bull said he met Rick Fox twice, and he's the nicest dude ever.
Oh yeah, I've heard Rick.
That's got to be weird. Like, I can only imagine. Like, for me, it'd be like meeting Derek Jeter, I guess. It's like, oh, wow, like, I hated you my whole life. And it's like, he's not so bad.
I've never met him. I've heard Robert Horry's hella nice and hella cool, like, with the whole Lakers, Kings.
I feel like it's better off just never meeting those people and just hating them.
Not my experience trying to get Robert Horry on the radio, but that's cool.
Oh, do you care to elaborate?
Nah, he just wasn't, super thrilled that he was being called on the telephone.
Did he hit you with the, how did you get my number?
No, it was like, who is this? So I identified myself as the Warriors flagship. It was like, don't call this number again. It's like,
damn.
All right, man.
Did he do the show though?
No.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Well, tough.
Sorry.
Nah, it's all good. One time at the American Century Championship, I ran into Marshall Faulk after I had had way too much to drink. And my thought was, I'm going to do a cool thing. And instead of telling him how big of a fan I am, I'm going to tell him how much I don't like him.
Okay.
This hurts already. It's a bad
idea. I have been thinking about whether or not I was going to bring this up since Kenny said Pete Carroll. So
I'm going to tell him now.
Yeah, we're here now.
Yeah, no, it was at the American Century Championship, and I was up there interning. Mm-hmm. And it was like, hey, the night's yours. Like, go do whatever. Mm. And so, having a really good time. Watched David Justice, Charles Barkley, and Alfonso Ribeiro, who is Carlton, Fresh Prince, sing Hypnotized by Biggie on the stage at the Mont Bleu or whatever it's called. That was a wild moment for me.
That sounds like a moment.
It was, dude. It's the American Century
that
Championship.
Sounds like a dream. Moment. Yeah, like a legit dream.
It's crazy. So, but anyways, I'd had, this is at the point in my life. I was 20. How old was I? 23?
Okay.
23-ish.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, is that right? Yeah, 23. I'm 23 years old. And I just discovered Long Islands. Oh. And
we all got that story,
buddy. Yeah. And that was it. I'm like, wow, I'm in Tahoe. I get per diem and I've got Long Islands. Like, let's go.
You guys
go.
Tried these? These are delicious.
Like, rack it up. Like, let's go. Oh,
man.
And so I was in a situation where I'm standing from closer than me and you were standing to Marshall Falk. And it just went through my head. I'm like, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell him how much I don't like him, but how much now I realize, like, I respect him and I know how great he is.
Yeah.
And like, he's amazing and this and that. And I don't remember exactly what I said. Like I said, I just was very, and I know that the words like, man, I hated you growing up came out of my mouth. And his face looked so disinterested. Like, get this dude out of here.
I was about to say, did you even get to the point where you told him how much you respect him?
I don't. Because he might have. No, I don't. I fumbled. Whatever the words were fumbled. Because, again, I'm very, very inebriated. And then when his face was like this guy.
Was this the equivalent of this? And I don't know this movie by heart, but was this a Wolf of Wall Street moment where how he thought he drove away from the restaurant and how he really drove away?
Yeah. No, except no, it wasn't. It wasn't, because I, in that moment, remember, it wasn't like, man, you're killing this. I remember immediately, because that's what threw me off, is I was expecting him to be like, oh man, you're no, man. And then maybe like, no, but it's cool, because, and so I pivoted immediately to like, put your great, like, no, you're awesome, like, and try not to save it. And then I just turned into the guy who was fumbling over how awesome Marshall Falk is, which is what I was trying to avoid. It's tough.
It's okay.
Hey, Marshall, Kyle, I hated you. I hated you growing up.
Hated your guts.
I love you now, though.
Kind of wanted you to get hurt all the time, man. I rooted for your downfall.
Oh, man. That's tough. That's tough.
That's a
but
bad
it's a
beat.
Story to tell. It's a story to tell.
Well,
you got to, it's all about, life is about experiences.
You know what would have been a cooler story? If I had gotten that right and he was like, man, what an awesome thing. You're hanging out with us tonight. That would have been a way cooler story.
Can you imagine, like, that story has stuck with Marshall Falk as well, where he's like, I don't remember who that guy was, but I remember this one guy just told me how much he hated me and it pissed me off.
Yeah. It's probably what he does.
But once again, you got a story to tell. That's all that matters. Experiences.
It's better than telling Patrick Willis.
I did
Willis
it for the content.
It's better than telling Patrick Willis to go to hell.
No, that's not even.
Oh, that's facts.
Yeah, it is better than that. If somebody ever did that, it would be cool.
You want to take a picture? No, nerd.
People believe you when you say
big timed Patrick Willis.
You did big time Patrick Willis. Like, joke.
I believe him because you told us.
No, I didn't.
You,
but I didn't say that. I was being considerate.
All right, no,
Patrick,
real quick,
Patrick said, "Kenny, get in here for the photo." Yeah. And you went, "Pat, I'm not about that life. You got to pay for that."
Did Patrick Willis ask you for a photo? Real quick, we got
to
go to break.
Did that happen?
Did he ask you for a photo? Yes or no? Yes or no?
He asked for me to be in a picture.
And did you turn it down? Yes or no?
Yes, I turned down being in a picture.
We'll be back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ray Bamboo Mancini, not the same as my experience with Patrick Willis. Although, I take that back. My experience was great. I just made the mistake.
Well, you big-timed him. I didn't. His experience with you was bad.
I was trying to be considerate.
I laughed too, because like we're coming back from break, talking about like Boom Boom Mancini. He's like, oh, he talked to me for 40 minutes. And that's just a stark contrast to Marshall Faulk and Kyle over here. Like, yeah. Marshall Faulk probably wanted to punch Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he still probably does. Hey, did you say Eric? Did you tell Eric Karros he's a legend?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that, because Eric Karros was fine.
No, he's not a legend.
He was
rookie
was okay.
of the year. I remember.
How many All Star teams do you think Eric Karros made?
Two.
Zero. He was a zero time All Star. He was fine. Hall of pretty good.
1992 Rookie of the Year, though.
Yeah, he sure was.
That's when they had four straight. It was Karros, Piazza. I don't know who it was in 94. Oh, no, it might have been Nomo. Nomo might have been 94.
Oh, damn, Nomo, yeah.
And Raul Mondesi was 95.
Poor Eric Karros. I'm bound him, dude. Oh, Eric Karros, I thought you were great. Kyle in the background. Yeah, you sure about that?
Hey, can we? I feel like we're a little liberal with the term great.
How many All Star teams do you think he made?
That's zero time All Star Eric Karros, Kenny. Like, this dude, he maxed out at 34 homers in the peak of the steroid era.
I think he was clean, though. I think Karros was clean. I don't think Piazza was clean. And I don't think
Eric Karros is definitely clean, because if this dude was on steroids, then he really sucked.
And I don't think Mondesi was clean either.
This kind of reminds me, I was talking to Kyle a few weeks ago or whatever, and Chris Chambers somehow gets brought up. I was like, oh yeah, Chris Chambers was great, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Multiple thousand yard seasons, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he was great. We look it up, only had one.
That's LB.
Just completely, yeah, just completely, in my eyes, it was great, but just completely misremembered him.
I think there's so many players when we're younger that you just happen to lock in on the one game where they really lit it up.
Right, right.
And you're like, man, that guy, oh, man. He's got it. And so I think, I'm sure Chris Chambers, he was on highlights a lot, or Thanksgiving game.
Thanksgiving 2003 against the Cowboys. He lit him up.
Yeah, and I'm sure I was just like, man, that guy's awesome. Chris Chambers is so good.
He's the truth.
He's just like, nah, he's fine.
Good guy.
He's an Eric Karros of wide receivers.
Good guy. This on a smaller scale, because I never say this guy's a legend, but like Mark Whitten. What y'all know about Mark Whitten?
Nothing.
See, I'm with the young boys
today. Just Jason.
I'm with the young boys today. Mark Whitten. Played for the Cardinals, and on opening night one time, he had three homers in a game. And I was like, Mark Whitten, he was one of them dudes back in the day. Nah, he probably wasn't.
Mark Whitten. Oof.
Real quick, Kyle Renata says, don't forget Randy McMichael. I actually got an orange Randy McMichael jersey for Christmas once.
Do you still own that?
No, it's long gone.
Nah. Yeah. There are so many sports-related clothing items from my youth that I wish I still had.
Yeah.
Particularly
I had a bunch of jerseys I got rid of.
I know I had some awesome hats when I was a kid.
I had some jerseys when I wasn't a kid. I was like 21 or so. 21, 22. I had some jerseys. That was my thing. Like, I was the jersey.
Sure, Google, that tracks.
And I had all these jerseys, but it was 2003, so they were size 54. So when I got out of that, and I was like, well, I'm never going to wear these again.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. They're too big. I got rid of them, but I should have kept them. Man. I had Chad Johnson.
Yep.
Peyton Manning.
Did yours say Ocho Cinco on the back?
No, it was Johnson because I liked Chad when he was Johnson.
Yeah, sure.
So I had that one. I had Ray Lewis. Reggie Bush.
Which team?
The Saints.
Sick.
I had a bunch of jerseys. I had my favorite one that I can't believe I got rid of. Bad job by me. Was an authentic Terrell Owens 49ers jersey. I spent $300 on that jersey. That one should have just stayed forever.
That's a bad beat.
Yeah, should have stayed forever. That's a bad beat.
This is a cool story. So I had the first jersey I owned was not the first jersey, but the first basketball jersey I owned was the dark blue Jason Richardson.
Mm.
Dark blue with the orange Warriors Thunder across era. The front. Thunder era. Yeah. I wore that 3 times a week. Love that thing. Yeah. But when I would wash it, it would not get hung up to dry. It would go through the dryer.
Mm.
And so the numbers and letters got all faded and nasty. Well, I wore it to school one day, and one of the cool kids was like, why is your jersey all faded and nasty?
Jackass.
So I stopped wearing it, right? So I love that jersey. My buddy for Christmas a couple of years ago got me the Mitchell and Ness.
Oh, that's fire.
So, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that was tight. Now I will not wash it anymore.
That's going to
just get that just hangs up in the closet and doesn't get worn.
You don't wear it?
Oh, I do here and there.
It go to the cleaners if it needs to, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go to the cleaners. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Or you wash it inside out, then hang dry it.
There you go. I don't even trust that.
That's a secret.
Good knowledge, but I don't even trust it.
That's fine.
There, I'm going to the cleaners.
Do you know what I bought this weekend? I can't believe I didn't post this on social media because this seems like the kind of thing I would post on social.
Was it a hat?
No, it was a jersey. They were doing, I was looking at it at this store at the Great Mall in the South Bay,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at the jersey. I'm like, ah, I don't know. And the dude goes, if you get that, it's 25% off. He goes, if you buy two, it's 40% off.
Oh.
I wasn't going to buy two. That was crazy. But it's the Vancouver Grizzlies teal Mike Bibby jersey.
Ah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Had to have it. I'm like, Stinger's up.
Right.
So I justified it. I'm like, well, hey, this is supporting Sac State.
That's a classic.
That's a fire jersey. It's 25% off, too. Hell yeah. For the Mitchell and Ness jersey? Absolutely.
Yeah. Stuff, Kyle.
Thanks.
Stuff. I got to get a Bibby Kings jersey. That was the next one I was going to get. Yeah.
They also had the Jason Williams Vancouver jersey in there.
I'm not a big fan of that.
No, it's
he same. Was Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis. Is that Memphis?
I'm not a big fan.
No. Just swing of it. The Jason Williams Kings Mitchell and Ness is one of the sickest jerseys you can own. To go get the Memphis Grizzlies one. Yeah, I got my Jason Williams jersey.
I wonder if they feel that way in Memphis about Jason Williams.
Mm.
Oh man, yeah, I got that Jay Will jersey.
No chance.
Probably not, because they don't think of Jay Will the way Kings fans think of him here.
That's exactly it.
Jay Will was like a moment here.
Well, yeah, they
moment,
don't.
You know what I'm saying? But like Jay Will probably wasn't ever that for the Grizzlies. Nah, like they have that love.
They exactly. don't. I'll say this though. I believe Jason Williams might have been part of their first ever playoff team.
Mm.
Because I remember they were still playing at the Pyramid. Hubie Brown came in as coach. He won Coach of the Year, and he had Jason Williams on the team. Jason Williams may have been a part of that first.
We're talking 2003-04 Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Lock into ESPN 1320. Jason Williams played 29.4 minutes per night, averaged 11-7, and shot 40% from the field.
Mm.
Got Mike Miller, Bonzi Wells, Shane Battier, Earl Watson, Stromile Swift.
Earl Watson. That was
man.
Earl Watson what was the Suns coach.
Pau Gasol was on that team.
Jesse, did you know he used to be good at basketball?
Yeah, I know Earl Watson. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I knew all about Earl Watson. I knew he played basketball.
It was the truth at UCLA. With, anybody know? I'm with the young boys today.
What years?
You guys
what years?
Know? Let me think about this. I got to do some math.
And you're only like 5 years older than us, but older than Kyle, I guess, older than me. But
I'm more than 5 years older
than you. That would say about a decade for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about five years older than you.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm not going to look at the chatty house, I would say it was probably 98, 99, 2000.
Bob Myers.
Bob Myers was at UCLA?
Yeah. That's not who you were thinking of.
No.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I would say, I'll say 98. I'll say Earl Watson was there from 98 to 2002 because he was a four-year guy.
Also, Bob Myers was at UCLA from 93 to 97.
Oh, yeah. He so, missed,
a little
that,
too,
yeah,
too
missed
early.
That window. Yeah. But the
won a title in 94, 95, was, though.
Toby Bailey, Ed O'Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
The O'Bannon brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron Dollar.
Yeah.
Tyus Edney, coast to coast, one of the great moments in NCAA tournament history.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't know that move? You don't know that play? Oh, my God.
Not a college basketball guy, man.
Yeah.
This is one of the great moments in the history of sports.
Yeah, if you're into stuff that's not professional, I guess. Yeah,
what the hell is going on here? Tyus Edney going coast to coast.
I'd love, there's moments in my high school basketball teams that I used to love, remember, too.
Yeah.
That's how you feel? That's how you feel. Unbelievable. Once I can say this. I work with a bunch of children.
You talk to me about the Super Bowl or playoff moments.
Anybody, now it's going to bother me. Anybody know when Earl Watson was at UCLA? It was him and Baron Davis. That's what I was alluding to. They were the
backcourt that
was sensational. Baron Davis was one of the best guards to ever come out of
97 to 01.
I said 98 to 02.
God, this is way off.
It's about to say.
Hey, watch more ball, man. You believe this guy?
No.
Earl Watson and Baron Davis were dynamic. Baron Davis, one of the great L.A. players to ever play. I always ask this question, who was a better high school? Who was a prep guy? Or if you were there watching these guys at the same time, who do you think was better? Baron Davis or Jason Williams. It's now known as Jay Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Williams at Duke and what he did in New Jersey at, I think he went to St. Patrick's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Jay Williams was crazy as a prep player and a college player. And he was probably going to be pretty good as a pro into that motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
So,
Baron Davis, Draymond Green's podcast partner.
He is.
Part of the new media.
No, new media.
Salute to B. Diddy.
Baron Davis was at...
can we call him that still?
Sure. I mean, I'm not called KD.
Kyle, anymore, you're a grown man. Sure. You call him whatever you want.
Yeah, well, no.
It's up to him. You don't have to call me K. Diddy no more.
I never had to call. I've never once called you that.
I don't think we ever did that. We're all good.
Well, that was the...
I am K. Diddy.
Yeah, see? So I had to get rid of
King that. KC 916. That still works.
Underscore.
Dame hates it, but...
It's kind of fire with your hat today, too.
Yeah, shout out Dame. Shout out somebody who was a listener who pointed me in the direction of this hat. You know, usually, I don't get fitted hats that aren't worn on the field. That's usually one of my rules.
Same.
But I saw this. I said, come on, man.
Yes, that's fire.
You got the KC, you got the crown. Come on, man. Got two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.